The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are being broadcast here from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, John Stapmiller. And this is the National Intel Report on this ninth day of August 2017. Oh, damn. Burnt myself on a light bulb. How the hell do you do that? Keith had Mike message me here. He said, I forgot to mention one thing. In that video of the use of drugs in the military, not one actual medical diagnosis is ever performed to see if any conditions have pre-existing cause from other health-related illnesses. Could you send that to him? Send what to him? He asked me to send something. What is he looking for? I need to know what that is. Yeah, I know, but could you send that to him? Question, doctors just say you look depressed. Forget that part? Okay, let me erase that from my memory. All right. Mike Adams, over at Natural News, he says, as part of Facebook's war against the truth and reality, the social media's Ministry of Truth just blocked 100% of all the posts from Natural News. One of the Internet's most trafficked sites on independent science, natural medicine, and disease prevention. Having attracted over 2.2 million Facebook likes over the last decade, Natural News is relied upon by millions of people for independent science and medicine reporting that blows the whistle on dangerous prescription medications, vaccine adverse events, and toxic pesticides and herbicides. For example, Natural News was the first and only independent science organization to build a large-scale private lab and test flu shots for mercury contamination. The results found flu shots to contain 25,000 times more mercury than the legal limit of mercury in public water. And that data is backed by ISO accreditation. Facebook's decision to block Natural News posts came immediately after Natural News posted a link to this White House petition which calls for an end to legal immunity for vaccine manufacturers who currently cannot be sued by the thousands of families whose children are maimed or killed by vaccines every single year in the United States. The petition also demands the following reforms. Impose a 5-year moratorium on all childhood vaccines from birth to age 18. Repeal the 1986 National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act and return vaccines to the traditional civil justice system. Perform large-scale studies of vaccinated and unvaccinated children. Ban direct pharmaceutical advertising to consumers and allow such advertising only to the medical professionals. Now, Facebook immediately deleted the post within minutes, then slammed a total site sharing ban on naturalnews.com domain, halting any sharing of the White House petition that seeks to protect children from medical harm. Now, if thousands of children across America were being harmed by President Trump, Facebook would amplify any attempt to bring attention to that problem. But when children are harmed, maimed, or killed by vaccines, which even the U.S. government admits happens thousands of times a year, Facebook culture of collusion and child sacrifice is so ingrained in its twisted culture that article posts which highlight such dangers are permanently banned from sharing. So in other words, under the control of globalist Mark Zuckerberg, who cares for no one but himself, Facebook is actively silencing independent science that seeks to protect children from medical harm. Dave in Arizona. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how are you?
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to bring up a fact. The movie we were talking about was Jacob's Ladder.
Yes. Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, it was really good.
It was bizarre, to say the least, because as I said in that movie, after a while, you thought you were on something trying to watch the damn thing because there was all these bizarre, weird things going on. And it was from the point of the view of Tim Robbins and his experience, what was going on inside your mind, but you're watching what you think are real events, and you're going, what the hell is this?
I mean, it was complicated because half of it, he was back in the military going through that, and then he was living in the civilian world in the normal life, and it was still totally freaked out.
And there seemed to be a group of people that were after them that were causing mayhem and murder and all kinds of stuff, and those people were never identified. So, you know, what was the conclusion I was supposed to take from that? That these guys were previous subjects, and they were potential whistleblowers, so they had to be eliminated? I don't know.
Yeah, that was...
Yeah, you know, I mean, what was the point? I mean, guys, I mean, I'm imagining one scene, they had him running down an alley, and here was a car with these black-dressed people, and they were weird-looking themselves, but trying to run him down and kill him. I mean, what the hell was that? Who was that in the car? Was that his imagination, or did that actually take place?
And again, yeah, I mean, I think it was almost like you're saying, like it was part of the effects of the trip or that experience was carrying over, you know?
Well, it would have been nice for the director or the writer or the producer or somebody to let us know about that. Because trying to, this is like, I don't know, I can only imagine what this would be like trying to watch a movie on LSD or something. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, that's probably what it was, you know?
maybe the movie, it's like backmasking or something. Maybe if you watch it on LSD, it makes sense. I don't know. Anyhow. All right, Dave, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Hey, maybe that was it. Maybe you had to be on acid in order to understand it. What'd you say, Michael, that we all should be on acid to understand what's going on in our country today? I'm putting words into his mouth. He didn't say that. Or if you want to own that, I'll let you. Why not? Oh, gosh. So, Facebook has joined the chemical war against our children. In other words, ripping a page, and this is where Mike Adams, I don't know if he's trying to kiss somebody's butt here, or he just doesn't know. And understand, folks, that people come to levels of awareness sometimes in their good time. Okay? I know Mike Adams. I've talked with him several times. I've interviewed him. I've done face-to-face conversation. I know the guy. Not a bad guy. But there are some things that I guess you arrive at your... You grok it. Okay, let me steal a line out of Heinlein's Stranger in a Strange Land. That, you know, you go through a progression in your life and levels of understanding, and I don't think Mike Adams quite groks this, because he goes on to say, he says, Facebook has joined the chemical war against our children. In other words, ripping a page right out of the Holocaust, which destroyed the lives of 6 million Jews, in the claim goal of creating a master race. Mike. At any rate, he compares this now to Mark Zuckerberg. He says, Zuckerberg follows in a similar pattern of crimes against humanity to collude with a murderous baby sacrificing industry in order to achieve the so-called greater good of medicine, that is, even if it means sacrificing some children in the process. Not surprisingly, he says, the very theme of child sacrifice is widely reflected across the globalist culture, where pedophilia and human trafficking run rampant through the halls of power. Just recently, for example, a high-ranking member of the Washington elite pleaded guilty to child rape. He's a Democrat named Richard Keenan, and he raped a 4-year-old girl but claimed she came on to me. I'm not making it up. Mark Zuckerberg isn't accused of raping little children with his biology, but he controls a social media network that openly espouses the medical violation of children's bodies with toxic injections. This is a form of medical rape, if you will, that obscenely violates the American Medical Association's medical ethics. When mandated by coercive government, which he says has already happened in California with SB 277. Further adding to the horrifying truth of what Zuckerberg and his Facebook are really up to, many vaccines given to children in America today are made from the ground-up, homogenized, disease-inoculated organs of aborted black babies. Now, these human embryonic lung cell cultures are openly listed as chickenpox vaccine ingredients by the CDC and vaccine manufacturers, all of whom also openly admit that vaccines made from diseased animal organs, such as the African green monkey kidney cells, the MMR, he notes, vaccines are also made from the tissue of aborted human babies. Now, these are scientific facts, not conspiracy theories. Every statement in the previous paragraph is confirmed by the CDC itself. The CDC even confirmed Natural News reporting on all this, validating the existence of those ingredients in vaccines. So in other words, the modern practice of vaccination has become something of a medical cannibalism ritual, carried out as a kind of sacrificial medical violation of children, and it's all apparently approved by Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg, who seem to be wanting to run for president in the United States, where he can no doubt impose mandatory vaccine violations on all of our children as a whole new standard of medical violence against innocents. Now remember, folks, what I said yesterday. You know, they're shutting down the avenues that you can be opposed to this for religious reasons or philosophical reasons or any damn reason you want to. But they're closing the door on that as well. They're planning on shooting everybody up, all right? Wonder why the hell we're on this opiate rant here in this country, and we're going to shut down, you know, the opiate trade, you know, the legal but abused opiate. Really? Why not go after these damn drug manufacturers? You know, well, why don't you get Trump his wall? Let's build the thing 30 stories high. Let's stop the drug traffickers from coming in and setting up markets. I guess all of that would be way too easy to do. Got to have an enemy to justify your police state. Remember that, folks. Remember that. At least the Democrat in Washington only raped a few children. Zuckerberg and Facebook, and making sure of that, through the censorship of factual truth on vaccine ingredients and vaccine dangers. The pharmaceutical industry can successfully violate and penetrate millions of U.S. children per year with dangerous injections of foreign DNA from aborted babies, diseased animal organs, and unidentified viral strains. Thousands of years ago, the Mayans sacrificed humans to gods, killing them en masse to appease the high priest of their culture. Ritual sacrifices played a vital role in the Mayan realm. They sacrificed both animals and humans. The supreme sacrifice was the human life itself. This took place during elaborate ceremonies. Sacrificial scenes have been depicted in ancient Mayan ceramics, sculptures, and murals like the Aztecs, but this was all done in an attempt to appease the gods. Slaves, criminals, bastard children, orphans, and children made up the bulk of these sacrificial victims. Children were desired because of their innocence, and this would sometimes be abducted or purchased from neighboring cities. The purchase, by the way, was paid in red beans. Today, Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook demand a ritualistic sacrifice of children to the vaccine gods as a way of appeasing their globalist controllers. Now, just like in the era of the Maya, children are especially prized for their innocence, which is violated by puncturing the skin and injecting the child with foreign DNA extracted from other children sacrificed at abortion centers. Now, we're going to get around to the abortion thing here in a minute. Folks, it's coming to the point here. I've not been tolerant of this. We want a voice. We want people in this country to have a voice out there that they can listen to of sanity and reason and exposing this insanity. And you can see where this is all going. ADL creeping into Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg getting rid of people like Mike Adams. It's going to come, and I want you to mark this down. I want you to write this down. Put it on your refrigerator. Put it on your bathroom mirror. I don't care where you put it. But for easy recall, plant this in the front of your brain for easy access. There is going to quickly come a time in this country, folks, that you're going to have your access cut off to damn near everything. Bill Deagle said there's 2.5 networks. Well, with all the money expended and all the money that they've pissed away over at GCN and some of their hosts that are on that network, the millions of dollars that they have pissed away, if we had that kind of backing with this network, in spite of our position on Zionism, by the way, this network would be huge. It would have had to have been shut down. Because we would have been effectual as a network that was trampling over mainstream. See, this has always been the desire, is to replace mainstream. Well, we got people in the alternative that sometimes I can't tell the damn difference between mainstream and alternative. But that's for you to decide based on your knowledge. This comes down to you. This comes down to your discernment. This comes down to what you have observed, the facts that you've garnered, using your common sense to figure out what is true and what is not. And many of you listeners over the years have expressed to me that, John, you've given us the tools to be able to cut through this thing, to be able to once again think for ourselves and through our discernment to figure out rather quickly what is BS and what isn't. Thank you. That's been the job of this network. So imagine, folks, this continuing, this little circle ever tightening. Control the YouTube. Control Facebook. Control, and eliminate that which they do not like. Do you think I'll get a call from Mark Zuckerberg offering to buy this network? One of these days, I expect that call to come through just to eliminate anybody that might be giving people like Mr. Zuckerberg a hard time or pointing out and talking about how they're taking over everything. Maybe I will get an offer, and you folks will be the first to know, because I cannot be bought off. I cannot be compromised, and I will not. I have a standard that I've imposed upon myself. And that standard is going to stay. Captain Stat of the good ship Republic here. Give it a name. We're not going to steer you. We're not going to put you on shore. We're not going to get off course and run into the shoals and everybody drowns. No. We're going to stay on course. And the reason for me telling you this is you need to continue to support this network. There is eventually the dumbed-down masses out there, the millennials and those that finally figure out they're sleeping once they wake up. They're going to need a hot shot of coffee. They're going to need some brain caffeine, and we're the ones that are going to be offering it up. Let's take this break. 800-313-9443. I got more information to go through here, but we'll try to squeeze in some calls.
Nutramedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Isn't that Kenny Loggins? Well, I'm all right for right now. That may change in a minute. By the way, well, let's just get this story out of the way. Any callers? Okay, hold on. Quite literally, the dead children are liquefied and fed to other children. Today, Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook demand the ritualistic sacrifice, as I said, of children to the vaccine gods. You know, and what our children are being, they're injecting the child with a foreign DNA extracted from other children. And quite literally, dead children are liquefied and fed to other children. This kind of sounds like mad cow. Let's grind up other cows and feed them to other cows. They couldn't figure out what a mad cow disease is coming from. Heard any mad cow stories lately? No. They figured out maybe this is not a good idea. Duh. But they didn't exactly come out and tell you that, did they? They were just there to scare the hell out of you with mad cow disease. Oh, we got another case of mad cow. Well, people that were trying to expose this were shut down. And then quietly, the problem went away because somebody decided, well, you know, before this gets any bigger and out of control and we open ourselves up to litigation, lawsuit, and God knows a number of other things and some really bad press, let's just stop doing it. So they did. Wow. Now, this is all carried out in the name of science, just as the Maya high priest carried out their sacrifices in the name of cosmic power. By the way, what was the name of the movie, Mike, that Mel Gibson did? It was on the Mayan culture. Apocalypto. If nobody has seen that movie, you know, when I first heard of that movie, that he was going to come out kind of like with The Passion of the Christ, and it's not going to be English, it'll be subtitled. He did the same thing with Apocalypto, and I'd heard that, and I thought, geez, I hate watching movies where I can't watch the movies, and I got to keep reading the subtitles. Well, I've now seen the movie a half a dozen times, and if you haven't seen it, watch it. You know, what did they do with him? Oh, that's right. Well, they tried to destroy him because he made a few comments that were, the Zionists didn't really like. Well, you didn't clamp down on him fast enough. He's got all the money he needs now in his own private island, for God's sakes. Now, what few people have recognized yet is in the realm of the globalist power, the sacrifice of children is always required for the ascending globalists to prove their commitment to the cause. Now, Zuckerberg, you see, wants to become a high priest of this modern technocracy, which is founded in the scientific dictatorship, if you will, medical tyranny, and the power of the coercive state. And that is a very true statement there. The realistic sacrifice of children is a necessary component of those ascensions to power. The recently deceased Jim Mars. Population control. Take a look at that one. There's also a link in the story. Go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, and you can peruse till your heart's content. In summary, Mark Zuckerberg is child sacrificing, is a globalist ascension seeker whose rise to power must be accompanied by prescribing the mass medical raping, genetic violation, and ritualistic as well, deaths of children. In order to achieve that, Facebook must block websites that openly discuss factual vaccine ingredients and their horrifying aborted human baby origins and why they're added to vaccines in the first place. And especially, many of these ingredients have nothing to do with viral strains of anything. Now, Zuckerberg doesn't want you to be aware of this because awareness of his true agenda would halt its progress. And the only way to sacrifice babies and get away with it is to disguise the rituals under the labels of science and medicine, while claiming you're actually saving lives rather than destroying them. This is a deeper reason why Facebook has blocked natural news. No curiosity is even allowed here. No questions are tolerated. No facts are welcomed on Facebook. To read more about this totalitarian child sacrificing globalist known as Mark Zuckerberg, I don't even like the name, Zuckerberg. And there's also a link. You go to that story on our website, Mark Zuckerberg News. Before long, you will come to understand why Mark Zuckerberg is an extreme danger to humanity. A very rich danger, by the way. Guy's got more money than most Fortune 500 companies.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Brain Mag is an amazing nutraceutical technology that crosses the blood-brain barrier because it is a magnesium L-threonate and magnesium malate and glycinate. Magnesium L-threonate, when it crosses the blood-brain barrier, protects the brain from oxidative stress, and in knockout mice was able to protect against the memory loss and Alzheimer's. It dramatically increases cognitive health, improves sleep quality, stabilizes the mood, and works wonderfully with Calm Mind as a combination drink supplement. Order Nutramedical's Brain Mag at 888-212-8871 or Nutramedical, NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or Nutramedical, NutriMedical.com. This is the best nutraceutical for calming your brain, protecting memory and brain function, and prevention of Alzheimer's.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Gracefully, I always wanted to take it to the wall. But I found
somebody. All right. One thing I can say, Michael, is when we get this bumper on track, a lot of people like the bump music, but they kind of find some of your selections rather odd. Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John, so I rolled up to my customer's house this afternoon, and there was a sign, like those political signs with the two sticks and the thing, and what it said was, "We believe Black Lives Matter, women's rights are human's rights, no person is illegal, science is real," and some other garbage.
Mm.
And the science thing made me remember the story, so I'm sitting there with my, like, bated breath, just like, what is this person going to be like? And he was like talking to a teenage child, and he had gray hair, so he's 40 or something, and I'm trying to help him, and I'm fixing his stuff, and I'm trying to explain it, and he's on his phone most of the time, and he's texting, and he's stuck in that digital world, and I'm telling him stuff to make his yard better and save him money on water, and he's, like, hardly listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
So we get to the whole end of this thing, and we're standing out at his driveway by the sign, and I said, do your neighbors give you any trouble with your sign? And he kind of puffed up his chest. He said, we had a couple incidents, but, you know, we could handle it, and we stick by our beliefs. So on the invoice, I wrote www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh,
and I said, this might be something you'd be interested in.
Oh, God.
They'll never call me back.
No, well, no, and if I get an angry call, I'm going to understand where it came from.
Some freaking Colorado's like, who's promoting you?
You know,
U.S. liberals.
You know, it's rather fascinating because, you know, the liberal arguments with anybody with a rudimentary understanding of anything can shoot these guys down because they're a repertoire of nothing but bumper sticker slogans. You know, you scratch beneath the sticker on the bumper, there's nothing there. They're literally
exactly
yeah,
and you can believe a person can believe anything they want.
That's
and
right.
More power to them. But if your beliefs are based on the media, you're really in trouble as a human on this planet right now.
Well, if you've lost the ability, and here's the thing, they have lost the ability to think for themselves, so they depend mostly depend on other people's thoughts as their own without any investigation, without any thought on their part whatsoever. They're being taught what to think, not how to think.
Well, maybe he'll get sucked into your website and change teams, but I doubt it.
Oh, well, you know, maybe he has an autistic child, and maybe he's listening covertly today and heard what I had to say about vaccines. Maybe, you just never know what's going to flip somebody's switch.
That's right. That's why I'll tell anybody and everybody about you guys. So thanks for taking the call, John. Have a good night.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. You know, this guy ought to quit what he's doing and be a host on his network. What do you think? Jimmy in Florida. Hello, Jimmy.
Hey, John. I got a couple of points. Listening to your great news here at the first hour about Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
And then I have something about those aborted fetal cells. Mel Gibson, the true story behind that is they sandbagged him because he's a devout Christian, and he's hardcore. In fact, he wanted to actually attend a church that would teach the Bible in original Aramaic and Hebrew, which he said was the languages that were alive at the time.
Right.
And nobody in California, of course, had that, so he paid for it and had one built in the valley there. So
oh, really?
With his family.
I was not aware of that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, so he got the idea to do the movie Passion of the Christ. He shopped it around Hollywood, and you know, Mel Gibson, every door was open to him. He went to every studio, everybody with money, everybody that had power, everybody that had finance, and people that worked with him for years, and he got turned down by everybody. Nobody wanted to make the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So he finally said, you know what, I'm going to use my own money. So he did. That movie went on to make almost $1 billion.
Gosh.
And, you know, he got merchandising out of it, and, of course, you know, it's still being played all over the world. It burned up the Jewish establishment that runs Hollywood so much because, in fact, they tried to steal the money from him. They tried to do all kinds of things, and, you know, but it was all his, you know, because he was the sole investor.
Yeah.
And it made him so angry that they stopped casting him. He was blackballed. And then all of a sudden he gets pulled over and they say he used these words
anti-Semitic words.
Out of spite.
Well, and Jimmy, I mean, think about this. You know, you get pulled over by a cop, and supposedly the cop is Jewish, and Mel Gibson goes on a rant, and all of a sudden he's anti-Semitic because he's what? He's blowing the whistle on Hollywood. Jimmy, didn't you hear that Hollywood is owned by the Arabs? You didn't hear that? Evidently, Gibson didn't get the message either. Yeah.
I mean, he's not perfect. He's definitely got anger issues and alcoholic issues and things like this, but that's what happened. You know, it wasn't just a slip-up. And by the way, we've never heard a recording of that thing from a cop's camera or a car or anything like that.
Yeah.
But he did come out a couple of years later and apologize. But he didn't look very sincere, but it's probably something he had to do just to, if he wanted to work again.
Well, I've seen most of the things that he made his public utterances, and I'm in complete agreement with you. That it was it was an unapologetic apology, if you will.
And by the way, everybody listening, go watch that movie Conspiracy Theory that he did back in the 80s. I mean, that movie is dead on.
But, you know, and he got the graces of Hollywood because he came out looking like a nut. But he was right. But, you know, it was nutty enough that you could just chalk this up as to some other thing that was pro-offered by Hollywood, which puts out any numerous avenues of ridiculous to the sublime to the just plain evil, if you will.
Yeah, but, you know, Julia Roberts' character, you know, she thought it was so nuts, but she said there's something to it. You can't be that nuts and not, you know, have something to it. But they showed scenes of him, like, being, you know, MK mind-controlled and everything. Anyway, John, I want to, maybe before the music hits me, I want to get my second point in.
Go ahead.
So everybody, especially at dinner time, it'd be good. But you were talking about aborted babies being in the vaccines. Well, as you guys all remember, there were stories that came out and got squashed around 2010, 2011 about that they found that they were using aborted fetal cells and aborted babies for flavor enhancements in Pepsi products.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I just want to run through. I couldn't name a list of all of the products related to the PepsiCo because it would take too long. But here's some heavy hitters for people to remember so that they can enjoy it and maybe not buy these products. Because actually, just to put this out there, there was a pro-life group called Cinemix or something like it, Cinemix, M-Y-M-Y-X. They actually dug up the patents from all these companies and were able to prove that the patents that they had for what they called sweet receptors. Anyway, we're talking about PepsiCo, Campbell's Soup, Nestle, Ocean Spray, Aquafina Water. What? Why would they put dead babies in water? I'll tell you in a minute. Lipton tea products, Gatorade, all bubble gums and mints, you know, basically. Anyway, the list goes on and on and on and on. But I think that it's all part of the satanic agenda, too. I mean, how better to have for these evil, you know, cabals to be feeding.
But Jimmy,
what I don't understand
is if they're down with this stuff and they're actually doing this ritualistic and, I mean, don't you want to be proud of your craft? Wouldn't you be just dying to tell people that you're doing this? And, you know,
well, they get off on, you know, part of what they get off on is the big secret. We're in the secret club and stuff. Like I said, it wouldn't be, if we all knew that they were in there and we did dead babies, we were eating human flesh and things like this and our food, that wouldn't be good enough. But the fact that we don't know really gets them off on the evil tip. And I think, too, it's a shot at all the Jews in the world because, you know, true Jewish people have to eat kosher, so they're not allowed to eat the blood of an animal.
Right.
But, hey, they're feeding the blood and cells of human beings and their Cheetos and Gatorade to every Jew in the world, and so they're kind of screwing them in the back end too that way. They just get off on that, and you know, there's one of these big, rich Silicon Valley guys, gay guy that's huge, real powerful guy. He actually turned out to be the one that was financing Hulk Hogan's lawsuit against Gawker magazine a couple of years ago.
Okay, well, you're ranging far afield, and Jimmy,
I was just going to say he just got up on stage last week and said that he thinks that he wants drinking human blood of young babies would be a good health regimen for anybody that could afford it.
Wow. All right. Well, Jimmy, thanks for
your show, John. Keep it up, man.
Okay. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Bye.
I don't know who the hell this is. Mikey, you want to take this call? Tell him not to interrupt the. Oh, I just went into voicemail. You were too slow. Well, thank you. Throws me back my phone saying missed call. Oh, that was your opportunity to get up there and go, what the hell are you calling this guy who is doing a radio show? You've got to hear this, folks. It was actually Abby Johnson, a former director of Planned Parenthood Abortion Clinic. And she worked for him for 8 years. It took her this long to wake up. I guess she had just had enough. And she regrets her role of what she described as a ghoulish business and wants the world to know the truth. Now, she says the company has monthly abortion quotas to meet funding targets and that she witnessed the sale of baby bodies and parts even though they are prohibited by law. And she even explains how they skirt the law by doing this. And they're selling whole babies, whole baby bodies, folks, for $200. And this was done on, let me go to the...
Tucker had a heated argument recently.
Okay, we got the blowhard here. Let's do away with her and get right to the point of this. Tucker Carlson had this woman on, Abby Johnson. Here's what she had to say.
There are people who have real concerns, moral concerns about abortion that aren't rooted in their desire to oppress women. These are real questions. And when you spew mindless propaganda about choice and medical procedures and blah, 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 it kind of blurs what is a really important question, like, do you have the right to take a life? Do you see that at all?
I think what you are confusing is the question of who has the right to make decisions about their own lives.
So you're saying it's okay. So, but you concede that it's the taking of a life at that stage. If the child can live outside the womb, that's killing. Would you just concede that, or are you going to pretend it's not?
Once a baby is outside of a womb, then you have rights. You're an individual. Until that happens, you can't exist without being out of the womb.
Tucker recently spoke to former abortion clinic worker Abby Johnson about what really goes on inside the walls of Planned Parenthood.
How long did you work at Planned Parenthood?
I was there for 8 years.
And what did you do while you were there?
I was the clinic manager, so I took care of just the day-to-day operations, hiring and firing personnel, making sure that our budgets were maintained, including our abortion quota that we had to maintain every month.
Excuse me, by that you mean you had to perform a certain number of abortions in that clinic every month?
That's right. So every abortion facility within Planned Parenthood has a monthly abortion quota that they must meet.
Why?
That's how they make their money. About 50% of their income is just cash from abortion services. And so in order to keep their clinics open, they have to sell so many abortions.
But what about all the mammograms and life-saving work they do?
Yeah, you know, funny about mammograms, there's not a Planned Parenthood in the country that provides mammogram services. They don't provide prenatal care. They don't do a lot of the things that they say that they do.
So basically, it's an abortion clinic.
Pretty much, yeah. They provide a few things, STD testing and birth control, but they provide birth control because, according to their own numbers, 54% of women who have abortions were using birth control at the time that they got pregnant. So they know that that's just a way to get these young girls, especially. I mean, I'm 37 years old. I couldn't remember to take a pill at the same time every day. So, you know, get these young girls in there, put them on a pill with or a method with a high human error rate, and eventually they're going to end up pregnant, and that's another way to sell them an abortion.
So they also sell fetal tissue, baby parts, and you saw that happen. What are the economics of that?
Yeah, at the affiliate where I worked, we sold the whole body for about $200 per fetus. That went to a company called Amphioxus, and you know, the Houston facility, the largest, I worked for that affiliate. It's the largest abortion facility in the Western Hemisphere, second largest to China. And we had capacity to perform about 75 abortions every day, 6 days a week. So if you look at even half of those women, you know, having tissue that is suitable to be donated, or sold, then, you know, you're looking at over $2 million a year just at that one clinic.
But I thought that Planned Parenthood, or any facility like Planned Parenthood, is not allowed to sell human parts.
Yeah, it's interesting because the way that they line item everything, it looks like it's a legitimate business transaction. But because the law says that they can charge for things like shipping and handling and things like that. And so if they line item it correctly, then it looks like that you're just paying for handling services or for shipping services. But really, there is no additional handling involved. There is no additional shipping involved. Amphioxus came and picked up the parts from our facility. But if you line item it correctly, then that's how they're skirting around the law.
So in your 8 years there, did any of your coworkers ever acknowledge how ghoulish and horrible the whole thing is, just the whole enterprise that you were in the middle of?
Yeah, I mean, I think, though, what happens is, and this happened to me as well, I mean, when you're working inside of an industry like that, you become very dark and you stop seeing just the heinous acts that you're participating in, and it becomes a joke. And I remember my supervisor, you know, joking about the babies that we aborted, and things, you know, like the security code on our alarm was 2229 because that spelled out baby. And they thought that was just hilarious. The freezer in the lab where we pieced together baby parts, and we would, after we reassembled them, we would put them in this freezer. Everybody jokingly called that the nursery. So you begin to have this very dark humor. And even though, I mean, you have to at some point recognize what we're doing is really heinous and really gruesome, you sort of build up this callus.
Looking back, how do you feel about it all that you worked there?
Well, I mean, I'm certainly sorry that I participated in something like that, but I feel like I've really been given an opportunity now to speak out about the experiences I had and turn the evil that I participated in into something good. And so that's what I'm trying to do.
Well, good for her. It only took her 8 years to come around. I was not aware of that, folks. Were you? It is illegal. This is why they got so upset when those videos hit about, what, Mike, about a year ago or so, that they went in and covertly recording these people, and they were talking about body parts and all that. That's illegal. They can't do it. But they're doing it. One other thing that I wanted to bring to your attention here, and this is on the issue of giving a plea deal to Hillary Clinton. Hope I have enough time to play this entire thing. It looks like I do. Newsmax TV YouTube channel by Ed Klein. I guess he was the one that first came out with this. Well, this is pretty self-explanatory. Let's roll this one.
This is Glenn Cannon with Project.nsearch.com. I am so upset right now, guys. This is just now breaking on Newsmax TV YouTube channel by Edward Klein. Go there. I'll have links to it in the description. Get this, guys. He's reporting that his sources say that a high-level DOJ has been in contact with Hillary Clinton's lawyers, and they're offering her a plea deal. Oh, this is disgusting. Get this. They're going to make her sign a piece of paper saying that she broke the law with her emails, and in exchange, they won't prosecute her for anything, and they won't even look at the bogus donations to the Clinton Foundation and all the money that Bill Clinton got illegally. I mean, this is supposed to be a good deal? I mean, this is outrageous, guys. I want everybody to tweet this to real Donald Trump and at POTUS and tell him that this is not acceptable. He promised to lock her up. And this is a joke. Anyway, I'm going to just leave it and let him tell you what's going on here. Get the video from his site. I'll have links to his original video and everything. I'm just so upset because Newsmax usually puts out good stuff, so they've obviously heard something. So this is just outrageous. Here it is, guys.
I can report exclusively that the Justice Department has reopened the investigation of Hillary Clinton's mishandling of classified material on her private email server while she was Secretary of State. According to a Clinton attorney, the Justice Department is considering offering her a plea bargain if she will agree to plead guilty to lesser charges of breaking the law. The discussion of a plea bargain took place late last month and was offered by a high-ranking Justice Department official to the Clinton lawyer.
What difference at this point does it make?
The difference is this, Hillary. Despite former FBI Director James Comey's decision last July not to prosecute you, the Justice Department has re-examined the email case and believes there are ample grounds for prosecuting Hillary on a number of counts. The Clinton attorney was told of this during exploration talks with the prosecutor. Under the Justice Department's plea offer, Hillary would be required to sign a document admitting that she committed a prosecutable crime. In return, the DOJ would agree not to bring charges against Hillary in connection with the email probe. Also, as part of the agreement, the Justice Department would not proceed with an investigation of Hillary's pay-to-play deals with foreign governments and businessmen who contributed to the Clinton Foundation or who paid Bill Clinton exorbitant speaking fees.
We're trying to do good things. If there's something wrong with creating jobs and saving lives, I don't know what it is. And the people who gave the money knew exactly what they were doing.
The Clinton attorney cautioned that normally a plea is offered by a prosecutor only upon arraignment, and that Hillary has not yet been charged with any crime.
It is our job to figure out what happened and do everything we can to prevent it from ever happening again.
Hillary, that's exactly what the Department of Justice is trying to do. This is Ed Klein, Confidential.
Now, what's really amazing about this, as Ed Klein said, that they're offering a deal, but this is a pre-deal deal. You only are offered a deal after you're indicted. There's no indictment forthcoming here. And this is not about what was classified or what wasn't, or oops, I made a mistake, and oops, I tried to cover it up, smashing phones and, you know, being in denial that I even broke the law. No, what is the boiling cauldron at the base of this, ladies and gentlemen, is the Clinton Foundation. You heard that clip from Bill. Well, people that donated knew exactly what they were doing, and that's why they did it. This is why the guy from Haiti was offed, because he was coming out with information. Bill and Hillary, here's a clue. We know about the Clinton Murder, Inc. gang. You know, we even make jokes about it. Arkansas jokes. No, this is about your criminality. This is your connection with murder, with bribery, with taking money, the pay-to-play, as Ed Klein said. We're talking about charges that can be leveled at this duo to lock them up for the rest of their lives. And then some. And what high level in the Department of Justice are we talking about? Are we talking about the Attorney General? Are we talking about Jeff Sessions here that's trying to engineer a deal? They said high level. But it could be the guy that brought this whole nasty thing. I mean, we're talking about the special prosecutor here, are we not? You know, who was the DOJ guy that did that? Some Jewish fellow there? Did that come directly from Jeff Sessions? I am, you know, many people have been asking the question here. What happened? The people in this country know about the criminality of Hillary and Bill. You know, going back to Mena, Arkansas, going back to him being governor there, and all these years later. God, folks, I mean, this is a criminal case that would outlast the Clintons in the remaining years on the face of this planet, for God's sakes. That's how deep this is. So the threat, Donald Trump can lock her up. So you either eliminate the charges that could be levied against the Clintons, or you eliminate Donald Trump. Which is better? Well, and from what point of view would it be better? And for whom? This ain't over, folks. All right, thank you for being here today, ladies and gentlemen. Back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.